This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
University of Mary, high atop Bismarck Mandan. I'm Scott Hennen, and this is What's on Your Mind. We call it What's on Your Mind for a very simple reason. It's the name of the show because we want to know what's on your mind. That's right. And how you share that answer of what's on your mind with us is also very simple. Telephone. Are they called telephones anymore? Because my phone's not a phone. It's a supercomputer. I don't know. A phone. It's a camera. It's a app machine. It's a, yeah, all of that. But anyway, you get the idea. I'm complicating it now. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. You can also text me. I have on good authority from Todd, the radio god Mitchell, that it's no text Todd Friday.
Text Scott and only Scott.
Scott and only Scott today because your phone is, what, in the bottom of the lake somewhere or what?
Missouri? No, it's sitting by my laptop at home. I know exactly where it is now that I think about it, but it's like,
a couple minutes before the show,
and I realize, crap, my phone!
When I get my car is when I realize I don't have it, if I don't have it, right? Because, of, you know, usually it's in the pocket, I get in the car and go, or it's not there, then I run back in.
So trust me, it's two times in just, the last month? Was it like a month ago I did that? I'm like, okay, I'll probably never do that now for the next 10 years. Of course, now that I said that, I'll probably do it again tomorrow.
But. No text Todd. Friday. That's what it is. So you just text me, and it'll get on the air just like it does with Todd. So nice and easy. 701.
If somebody wants to run by my house, by the way, and grab my phone, that'd be great.
Yeah, there you go. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Open phone Friday today. Here's one thing we do on Fridays. We love first-time callers. So if you are a first-time caller, you have a chance, let me repeat, a chance to win a free MyPillow. Because if you called, for instance, and you said, hey, Scott, Todd, I'm a first-time caller, give me a pillow and hang up, that you're not bringing anything. You got to bring something. You got to tell us what's on your mind. You got to bring up a topic. We don't want you just to call to get a pillow. We want you to get comfortable with calling. Does that make sense? So when you call, you got a shot. If you're a first-time caller, tell Daniel. He'll say, what's your name? Where are you calling from? That's it. He'll put you on hold and get you ready to talk on the radio. And let him know you're a first-time caller. We'll get you right up there to the front of the line. You'll have a chance to win a free MyPillow. Give away two of those today. One this hour, one next. Okay? Okay. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall for a full hour. First-time caller rule applies there, too. He's going to be here a couple of minutes after the top of the hour, next hour. So get your questions, comments ready for Senator Cramer as well and the Talk Radio Town Hall. A couple of things that we can chat about in the way of news here. First of all, breaking news today is that the Labor Secretary Acosta has resigned or will be resigning. The president sent out a tweet a little bit ago and announced that news, and now that's going viral, I guess. I think this is appropriate that he quit for the following reason. Do you remember when he gave that little press conference this week and he said, hey, here's the deal. I rescued, the idea of putting this guy in jail from the state. The state was going to, give him a slap on the wrist and he was going to get nothing. And if we hadn't stepped in, he doesn't get jail time. And that's what I had heard. You know, I'd heard that story repeated before when the Epstein thing came up. Well, the state's attorney immediately said, that's not true. And other people did as well. I don't know who's telling the truth, but it muddies the waters, and you can't have that. Not in a situation like this. I will say this, that Donald Trump is really, really good at a lot of things. The one thing that he's not good, which is what really makes him good, in the sense that we love him and that he speaks for us so often and he's fighting for the forgotten American, is that he rejects protocol and how you do things and, you know, kind of the standard operating procedure. So what we love about him is that he does that. But when he does do that, there are some costs. There are some costs to that. I don't think they're, you know, overwhelming, and I most often think that's small ball. I'd rather talk about where our economy's at, where the border is at, what he's doing on health care policy, what, you know, all kinds of other things, right? The military, rather than the small ball. But part of the small ball is process. And process is when I'm going to decide who's going to be my labor secretary, I am going to make sure before I float that person's name, before I have a meeting with them, before I do anything, I know everything about them. I mean their underwear size, boxers or briefs, everything, okay? Whether they have fungus in their toenails. That's the standard operating procedure for a cabinet position. You get a deep dive FBI background check. I'm not so sure I'd have put Alex Acosta in that position, knowing what Jeffrey Epstein did. Right or wrong, whether he, you know, actually got the guy more jail time than he would have got from the state or not, I'm not sure, because then you put up with this. And that's the one thing the Trump administration didn't do. You know, Chris Christie, if you read his book, he loves Donald Trump. He loves the guy. He stood up for him again and again. But he got booted out on his butt after months of vetting and doing lots of things, mainly because he had a little squabble with Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner wanted to do it another way, and no doubt the president wanted to do it another way. And that is not vet them, these candidates as much. So you don't hear me criticize President Trump very often, but I think that's fair criticism of him, because these are the little blips that you get from that. Now, you can tell me I'm crazy and all wrong and everything else. That's fine, but this is just my two cents today. 800-228-0550. But lest you think that I don't think 99% of what Donald Trump does is exactly what this country needs right now. We need a disruptor. I do. There's just 1% when you don't do it the way it's done, it can cost you, and you get a few of those here and there. And this, in my mind, is one of those. Stephen Bismarck is a first-time caller and has a suggestion for the show. Now, that sounds like you're bringing it. Steve, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Scott. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I love it.
I know back a couple years ago you used to have you do a theme Friday, you got to be kidding me Friday or something like that. I just wanted to make a suggestion that you have a good news Friday, because there's so much negativity in the world and on the media, and it'd be nice just to turn the radio on and hear some good positive news, something good, not just all the negative in the world. And I think that would do a lot just to bring up morale around the country.
We could maybe call it Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, there you go. That would be great.
And whatever's making you feel good. But I hear what you're saying. You don't ever hear about good news, right? I mean, I'll give you an example. I walked into the University of Mary today, and there's youngsters around. And by youngsters, I mean middle school and high school age kids, okay? And you don't typically see a lot of middle school, kids at the University of Mary. I said, what's going on? This whole Corpus Christi. I said, well, what's that? It's a camp for, a Christian camp for young students. And there's tons of them running around here. And Nick Emmel, who's a world-class religion teacher, used to be at Shanley and Fargo and University of Mary, and or rather St. Mary's, now in Bismarck, and is one of the camp leaders, and I guess Bishop Kagan's going to be out here today, and it's the last day of the camp. But that is a story you don't see in the news, right?
Exactly.
You don't see that there's how many kids from all across North Dakota, whatever, South Dakota, Minnesota. That made me feel good. I'm like, that's awesome. But I take your point, Steve. That's a very good idea. Very good idea.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, and you usually were a little goofy on Friday. I don't know why that happens, but that's kind of how that, Are You Kidding Me Friday started, and then we morphed into something else, and I forget. But I think this would be more productive use of our airtime. So you have a free My Pillow for that, Steve, if you'll hang on. Daniel will take your name, and we will leave a pillow with your name on it at the front desk of KFYR Radio, 3500 East Rosser at Bismarck, okay?
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. See what happens when you're a first-time caller, ladies and gentlemen. And I love suggestions for the show. I really do. Another suggestion I got the other day from someone, where was I? Maybe Antler. They said, you used to have kind of a regular schedule of folks from the Game and Fish Department on. You haven't done that for a while. we have, and Todd does on K-Fire Cafe. We do it from time to time, sort of as news warrants, but we haven't done it on any kind of a, you know, quarterly schedule or whatever. But I love it. There are great resources there on a lot of the key issues that people are worried about, and certainly I took that as a great suggestion. So we love suggestions for the show. We really do. So if you have ideas or comments or things you want to bring, you just do it. 800-228-0550. Texture says the vast majority of people likely had no idea who Jeffrey Epstein is. The only reason this became national news and the prime story for days on end is because the left thought this could be another way to take down Trump due to his past ties with Epstein. No, I don't know about that. I've heard about Jeffrey Epstein for a long time. I don't think he's a household name or anything, but and I don't disagree that this was a pile-on, you know, with Epstein, and they were quoting Donald Trump having said good things about Epstein before and says something about he has a penchant for pretty women 15 years ago or whenever it was said. So, they were definitely trying to change the subject. No doubt about that. But I think, again, this factually was something to consider with Acosta. And he's a good labor secretary. That's the great things came out here. More coming up.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Next week is Cookfest, you know. Oh, is that some fun, I'm telling you. Love to have you join the fun. For one, free barbecue should be the key phrase that would lure you to either Bowman on Tuesday or Van Hook on Thursday. And it's some fun. It really is. Now, here's how these work. First of all, there is an information session. And I would encourage anyone the idea of Cookfest, by the way, is to just, you know, bond with the community. Just chat with folks about what is happening in their communities. And, you know, these communities are impacted by oil and gas production and the enormous amount of growth and the, you know, rise towards energy independence that's happening. And so it's a good opportunity to say, okay, well, here's the experts. What do you want to know? So it's a fun event, and the information sessions are really good information. I mean, they really are. You learn a lot. So, for instance, in Bowman, that will start at 4 o'clock. Now that's Mountain Time. All right. This is the 11th year, by the way. So I know a lot of people know what I'm talking about when I say, "Here's what's going to happen. Here's what they're going to do." But the information session is first. It'll go from, 2 until 4 in Bowman. 2 until 4 with a Bakken Basics information session. Mountain Time again. And then free barbecue and live music 4 until 7. So the barbecue starts at 4. And they have free food, live music, games for kids, freebies, education, information, the whole thing. Same thing in Van Hook. Happened on Thursday. It's next week. So we'll be there. We'll see you there. Looking forward to it very much. 800-228-0550. Gene. In Berea.
Good morning.
Very small community, bedroom community. It's Valley City would be like a suburb of Berea. Is that how that goes, Gene?
Well,
bedroom community.
Not exactly. Berea is west of Valley City, and it was actually a town at one time. My wife was a little girl in Berea. But anyway, the Epstein stuff, Scott, you had a call a few days ago about, and the guy was talking about the slush fund from congressmen for their escapades. Okay, and he brought up a very good point. You know, they ought to be held accountable. Scott, do you remember Ted Bundy?
Yeah.
Okay. Before Ted Bundy was executed, he did an interview with Dr. James Dobson. And Ted Bundy said, "You have not seen the last of Ted Bundy, you know, putting me to death. There will be thousands more like me, he said. I've got a tape of that interview. But anyway, the reason he said there will be thousands more like me, Ted Bundy said, is because of the porn industry in this country. And, you know, we always talk about the result of it, but we never talk about, you know, the porn industry. It's here and it's real. It's been here for a long, long time, too, but it has its effect on people. The only trouble, you know, most of these offenders now aren't killing their victims like Ted Bundy did, but they're all involved in that.
Yeah, I think the some of the stories I've read recently on this topic is the real danger is the destruction of the, you know, youth, what it does to the brain of a young child. Who obviously have access to it in an unprecedented fashion now, just on your phone, right? And, become addictive and lead to all kinds of, you know, failed relationships and everything else. I think it's far more destructive in just the basic average everyday family and, you know, trajectory from a youngster to an adult, than it is in, you know, a Ted Bundy kind of thing. I mean, that's going to happen, but, you know, thankfully, not to the percentage that it destroys lives in other ways. It's awful. It's absolutely awful.
Yeah.
And that's a crisis of the heart, too. That's just, that's one of those things where,
yes,
you know, you just have to decide, okay, what kind of person am I going to be? And, you know, to the extent that there's tools out there to, you know, make sure you don't become addicted or whatever, or just understand why it's wrong and what it does to you. It's a tough one. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, you're right. And
well,
it doesn't get talked about a lot in the mainstream, but it's a huge problem. There's no doubt about it.
Well, maybe we should do something about that.
What would you do if you could wage up? You could have the Barack Obama magic wand. What would you do?
I don't know that Barack Obama had any magic wands.
No, he had none. But remember, he told Donald Trump that his ideas on the economy were stupid. What are you going to do, just wave a magic wand and make the economy better? So he waved his wand.
Okay.
So we'll use the Trump magic wand then.
Isn't that Donald Trump's magic wand then, Barack Obama's?
Maybe it's better for Trump, yeah.
Yeah,
that make you more comfortable. I'll hand you the Trump magic wand. Now you decide how you're going to use it?
Yes. The magic wand isn't working with, it's trying to work with immigration and a whole host of other problems,
for instance, the
United States.
Right, but you wanted to solve the pornography thing. We got to do one crisis at a time. And, when you say, what are we going to do about it, I accept the challenge. And I'm just saying, what should we do? If you gave me a magic wand, you know what I'd say? I'd say give everybody the opportunity to see themselves, the day before they die and then the day after they die. And then have a chance to review the decisions that were made. Because, quite honestly, in my mind, you know what hell is? Hell is when you got 24/7 pornography. And you are so sick of it you want to throw up, okay? That's what your choice was. You did with your free will. And if you had an opportunity
we're going in the right direction, you betcha.
Yeah, and if we have a chance to see what that choice is going to mean in the way of a consequence, which essentially means heaven or hell, a lifetime of eternity. With not a care in the world, or a lifetime of just pure hell. That'd be my wish. That's what I'm doing with my magic wand. What are you doing with yours?
Well, I don't have a magic wand. And by the way, we're all sinners. Who is without sin cast the first stone.
Very good point. I'm not suggesting I'm not without sin. I'm not suggesting you aren't, Gene. I'm suggesting that,
right?
For somebody that doesn't have an attraction to pornography, for them, maybe it's, an affair. It's stealing from their boss. It's, pick your poison. It's, anything that's not of God could be in the same camp, that you end up. Just think of what you do with your free will, whatever that is.
Yep.
That is not pleasing to God. And that's not hard to figure out. That's not church. That's not religion. That's not like preaching. That's like Ten Commandments. I mean, that's just basic, simple common sense. What are the rules of life are outside that? What am I doing with that free will? And if it's not in that category, it's trouble. A good conversation starter, Gene. Thank you very much. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Call us at 258-0550.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Aides and advisors to President Trump insist that the president did not cave after he gave up a push for a citizenship question on the 2020 census, ordering the federal government to instead find other ways of counting how many citizens are in the country. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway.
I think what the president did yesterday is important because, again, it takes the obstacles away from data sharing amongst the different departments and agencies.
Speaking on Fox News, after the president signs an executive order requiring all federal departments and agencies to give the Department of Commerce records about people's citizenship.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement set to start raids across the nation to arrest thousands of illegal immigrants. Homeland Security insiders say they'll begin Sunday and continue for several days in at least 10 major cities. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The auction center of North Dakota is humming with activity. I drove by early this morning in beautiful Steele, North Dakota. Pipers Auction Center of North America has a summer 2019 machinery auction next week. You're going to want to put this on your calendar. Thursday, July 18th, 9 a.m. And that'll be online, too. So you can do live on-site bidding. But also the online bidding available as well. And the lineup is at Pipers.com if you want to check out what they've got. But they've got a ton of equipment, bunch of trailers, really nice trailers. You can see those when you're cruising by on I-95. They're looking really, really good there. All kinds of tools. They're going to sell those on site only. Just a bunch of tools that they've got. Workbenches, bunch of those. They've got... they say trailers, trucks, skid steer fork extension. Check it out at Pipers.com because I can't even just put a dent in this list of everything they have going. Snowblower, skid steer attachment. That'd be kind of a nice one. Skid steer broom, grapple fork attachment. Pages and pages and pages of stuff here that's pretty incredible. Pipers.com or call them for a catalog, 877-700-4099. That's in Steele, Thursday, and online. All right, texters say the following. My husband struggled with pornography. It was destroying our marriage. I turned to my pastor. His response, our church is not equipped to deal with this sin. This was a very large church in Bismarck. I left that church. Yeah, I mean, that's a strange response. This sin, like we pick and choose which sin we're going to, you know,
wow,
help people with? Hello. Wow. You almost can't believe that, can you?
I don't know where to begin with that. Other than, aren't churches supposed to pretty much deal with any sin?
Yeah, yeah. Sad story, actually. But that happens. You know, I people tell me a lot of times about a particular priest somewhere, somehow, that did something and that they left the church as a result of it. And I said, well, okay, you know, the priests are human beings, too, number one. I don't know if this was a Catholic church, Protestant church, what it was, but she said very large church. So I'm thinking maybe like an evangelical church, but I don't know. Anyway, you know, I always say don't let that reflect on a church. I mean, that would send some people home, okay, I'm not going to go to church now. Well, that's not the right approach. You ran into a person that, you know, okay, you know, for whatever reason, you had a difference of opinion with him, but you don't take that out on the reason you're there, you know. So here's another texture. I believe, Scott, that Acosta was in the Trump administration largely because of what he knew about Epstein. This Epstein case is going to implicate a lot of powerful people, including politicians, CEOs, and entertainment stars. I believe his job is done and done well. Very interesting thought. I would rather the ick of the Epstein case blow up on people it should blow up on. like people that were in planes, four trips, 26 legs with Jeffrey Epstein without Secret Service detail. That would be Bill Clinton. World Net Daily had some good reporting on that yesterday. Daily Caller, too, found the manifest again, dug some stuff out where they talked about Clinton confirming that he was on the plane, you know. And I think what this does is sort of muddy the waters to say everybody's involved. But I hear you, maybe. I don't know. I don't know why you'd make him labor secretary. He was a very good labor secretary. He's doing some very good work. I think the reason he's gone is his story in a rather high-profile press conference was challenged by the people that he said didn't do their job. So now you gotta, well, wait a minute. You weren't being straight with us. Whether he was or not, I don't know. You could put it on the media for sure. This texter says, Scott, my daughter graduated from the University of Mary nursing student program. She attended UND, NDSU, MSU, finally ended up at UMary, graduated from there in the RN nursing program. We have nothing but respect for how they approach life and their education. What a wonderful school, plus one of the most beautiful campuses we have ever seen. It is. I'm looking out now at mountains that they're not as high as they are in Norway. They don't have that profile, but they're every bit as beautiful. You're right. Out that bluff, it looks fantastic. Texter says, instead of leaving the church, pray until God changes the situation. Do something to help people change. That works, too. Good stuff. Let's talk about the citizenship question. President Trump yesterday had a press conference, announced this. We're going to talk more about it with Senator Kramer coming up in a little bit. But I've said all along, to put this on Donald Trump and to use it in the way they do proves just how masterfully deceitful and crooked and political the left is. Because the real question is one, conveniently, that should be asked of them. And the Democratic Party and anybody that supported Barack Obama. Listen to what Rush said about this last, or this morning on Fox and Friends, actually. Roll that. Are we going to roll out, Todd?
I think everybody is looking at this in the wrong way. It's a testament, too, by the way, to the power of people who write the narrative every day. I call it the Washington soap opera, and I firmly believe it's the media that's running the Democrat Party today, not the other way around. The real controversy here is who took the citizenship question off of the census and why? Why is the controversy wanting to know who among us happens to be a citizen and who isn't? Why is that controversial? It would seem to me that this kind of attention should have been asked when somebody in the Obama regime decided to get rid of it, because we all know why. They don't want non-citizens to be invisible. They want them, I mean, they do want them to be invisible. They don't want them to be counted as non-citizens for a political purpose. All of this, everything the left does, is political, and they couch it in compassion and concern and not wanting to target or single out anybody. My problem with all of this is that the American left today seems to have one major problem that is guiding every agenda item they have, and that is they don't like this country. They don't like this country as founded. They don't like this country's place in the world, and so they want to diminish us. They're too afraid of American superpower, American exceptionalism. But this idea of who's a citizen and who isn't, why did that question get taken off? That's where everybody's focus should have been. And I'll put this on the Republicans. Look at the way things happen. Obama takes the question off. The Republicans do what?
Exactly.
Say no.
Exactly.
Then the Democrats get back, and we want to put it back on President Trump because it's common sense. Put it back on. The Democrats fight. Propose, oppose, make it hell on earth to try to get this done. And this is a great illustration of the difference in the two parties and how they operate politically. I think it's outrageous that the desire to know who here is a citizen is controversial.
Is Rush Limbaugh right or wrong? You tell me at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. I didn't just play that because I said a version of it yesterday. He said it much more eloquently, as he usually does. He also was pointing out something very important. When it was taken off, where are the Republicans? Right? Barack Obama, the Obama administration, says we're not going to ask that anymore. And a version of this question had been asked since 1850. That's a huge deal. And now the controversy is when we Trump puts it back on? Folks, that's crazy. But you know what? We got to expect it out of the Democrats, as Rush said again very eloquently. Look, here's what they do. Everything they do is political, but they crouch it in, oh, you're a racist. They're playing the race card. They're trying everything, right? Absolutely everything. But if Republicans hadn't been gutless when Obama had taken it off, this would have been on our radar before. And this would have simply been about Trump putting it back on. Keith in Detroit Lakes, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. This is Keith from Detroit Lakes.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Long time listener, first time caller.
God bless you. Anyway, glad you did.
Thank you. My point is I agree with you. Every time the Democrats, they want to talk race, they want to talk singling out and unfairness. And the Republicans, I don't ever hear McConnell say anything. We still run the Senate, but I have no idea why we don't fight back and counter everything they say, because I own a little small business up in Detroit Lakes, and business is good, and the tax cuts are working. Every one of my people, I ask them, are you getting more back on your check? Is it really working? Because the Democrats say it don't work. Every one of them, to a man, said, yeah, one guy got $3,000, one got $2,800, one got $2,000, one got $4,000. These are middle-class guys making middle-class money, family of 2-3 kids, middle-aged, mid-40s. And so it really does work, but I don't ever hear those stories. I don't ever hear the success stories. All I hear is, we need more illegal immigrants, and we need more this, and Trump's a racist, and Trump's this. Where's our Republicans? In middle America, where we live, where you live, Scott, where I live, life's pretty good. Businesses are busy. The economy's rolling.
All I hear is
it's never good. It's never, and when Trump's bad, well, I'm telling you, whether you like Trump's style or not, that's irrelevant to me. His policies are making America better every day.
Yeah, I think people that are consumed in their dislike of Trump and everything Trump, I mean, just the people that, you know, wince at the sound of his name, right? That's a small faction. Very loud, but a small faction, okay? I think then there's a whole another group of people that are, in the middle before you get to the people that wear Make America Great hats again and are full-throated supporters of his. Between those two, in my mind, are people that are just going to look at the facts, and they're going to be like your guys that are working for you. And, I got more money, right? And I like that better. And, I totally think the actual metrics are going to make the difference on whether he's reelected or not. And right now, I mean, he looks to be a freight train in that regard.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, I'm from Minnesota, and our state does not vote the right way. But there's a lot of issues down in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And I listen to your station every day, and I hear, North Dakota has it going on, and I get jealous once in a while.
Well, I don't blame you, because I feel bad for all the... I'm a Minnesota kid, too. I feel bad for, you, Keith, and others in Western Minnesota think like us. If we could just figure out a way to move that line a little bit, it'd be just fine. But I do think this. I think if more folks like you in Minnesota let your voice be heard, you'll at least match the numbers down there in the metro. That's the key thing. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hello, I'm Jim from IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. Spring 2019 brings a new opportunity to shine a light on liberty. We install American-made flagpoles, flags that honor veterans, and all American-made flagpole accessories. We are out to make sure every business in North Dakota and the surrounding area has a flagpole. Check out our website at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com for anything you need, or call me, 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Friday. What to do on a Friday? I don't know. Maybe buy a MyPillow. That'd be a good thing to do on a Friday, especially when you get it at the best deal ever offered on radio or TV. Lowest price ever. Never been lower on radio or TV. This is the premium pillow. I can't say that enough. It's the premium pillow. Let me say that again. It's the premium pillow. What do you mean by that, Scott? Well, it's the best of the best. It's the one you get when you hear us talking about this and say, go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Call 800-506-9028, promo code Scott. You get the premium pillow. It's the best one they sell. It's a top quality one. There is a standard pillow. Sometimes you see that in big box stores at a lower price point, but it's not the same pillow. Just want to make sure you know that. So why not get the one that's $34.99 each in a two-pack right now by calling 800-506-9028 or mypillow.com, promo code Scott. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. A lot of really fun, engaging conversations today on the program. Thank you for that very much. Let's see a couple of texts I've not gotten to yet. Roger says, you want to know everything about the upcoming labor secretary, yet you disregard the dirt on Donald J. Trump. Fake news, you scream. Locker room talk. His inability to tell the truth. You somehow twist every deficiency he has into some sort of an asset. Trump stated that he inherited an economic disaster from Obama, and you believe him. Well, I believe him because it's what the statistics show. 1.8%. In fact, two economists in town yesterday from the Heritage Foundation, I asked them, I said, you know what? We're going to hear from every Democrat that the economy, the roaring economy, started under Obama. What should you say to that? And they said, well, actually, it was really, really slow growth, just kind of inching along, and actually started to go backwards the last few months. So it was a disaster compared to what it is today. Todd, I don't know. I heard Chuck Schumer liked Barack Obama's economy, but doesn't like Donald Trump's.
Higher GDP, more jobs, reduced deficit. Who could oppose that?
Who could oppose that? Exactly right. That was
I don't know of anybody. Yes.
Mexico must do its share, because the day when America could be the welfare system for Mexico is gone. We simply can't afford it.
So we'll post the rest of that up on Facebook, by the way, for you. It's about 7 minutes long, and it's really, really good. Texture says, Rush is right. Yeah, we played a clip of Rush earlier. Absolutely couldn't agree anymore. And to finish, I guess, my response to Roger, everything about Donald Trump was known, including locker room talk, prior to him being elected president of the United States.
True.
All right? So the American people said, this is someone who is not a perfect human being. And I think a lot of them said, guess what, I'm not either. But I'm going to vote for the guy because he's going to do something different. And he's done something different. And he's done nothing different than what he said he would do. Go look at the list. And the stuff undone, he wants to do. Congress is stopping it. So that's a big difference. When you hire a cabinet secretary, what they do and their past now reflects on you hiring them. So that's a different animal. They're not elected. Donald Trump was elected. I know, Roger, you'd like to change that, but that's the cold, hard truth. And do me a favor. Start getting prepared right now for him being reelected. I just want to worry about your mental health. I would hate to have you be in a state of shock come 2020 and be like one of those sad souls at the Hillary Clinton victory party. Tim, north of where? Where are you calling from, Tim?
Karnak.
Karnak. Okay, what's on your mind, Tim?
Oh, those windmills. You know, when you talk about that wind energy, and nobody talks about what we're paying for it. I went through all my utility bills, and they started charging, it's called a renewable energy market adjustment since 2010 through June of 2019. I've been charged an extra $1,225 on my utility bill. Now, when they put that Ashtabula windmill online, there was a article I read that the people wanted to went to the utility commission to raise get a raise our utilities to help pay for those windmills. And I never heard anything about it until I got my first bill, and there it was. It was like $32 extra a month.
Are you talking about that amount was separate from the other one you're talking about?
Well, no. If you look at utility bill, it says right on there, renewable energy market adjustment.
Yeah, I'm saying, did that just show up, though, when the Ashtabula came along, or has that been there longer than that?
Yep. 2010 is when my January 2010 is when I first got charged, and I don't know exactly when.
Who's your power provider, Tim?
I'm on NODAC.
A NODAC electric.
And NODAC was one of the first ones to use this, this wind energy. because I talked to some people in town, and they're on, what is that other one? But they weren't getting it, you know, at first.
That might be XL Energy in town, if you're talking about Grand Forks. But, Tim, I appreciate the call. I'm going to do a little check-in with the folks at Nodak Electric about that, because the utilities usually say it goes down.
It's important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota, seeing corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.